spoke up.
In this program on Wednesday, the 2nd of November, we broadcast a tape of a conversation relating to our interview with Frankie Valli. We would like to apologize for any distress caused in this broadcast.
Thanks.
So let it not be said that I don't know when I'm wrong. Let it not be said that I don't know how to apologize. I'd like to apologize for the fact the show didn't go out last week.
This is Alice Cooper. Isn't Sybil Roscoe a twin?
That's because, The Lars. Can't sing. They never did another one, did they? It was about 17 years, almost as long as the Stone Roses, to make that one. Good though it was. And then disappeared. Okay, tonight, the kiddies outing. Peter Bainham, he's over there. We've got Paul Garner outside at this very moment, holding onto his mobile phone. He'll be bothering a shop later on. But I've just been away. I want to talk holidays. Because when you've been away, you really notice the changes that have been going on gradually in the people you work with, that if you see them every day, just pass you by. I mean, we've all got used to this disease thing that Simon Mayo's got. You probably haven't seen the photos, but basically he's got a sort of face-shrinking disease. He's been avoiding the cameras, so you probably won't have seen it, but it's a horrible thing. His head stays the same size, but all the features on his face kind of migrate towards the middle. So he started off with a normal-sized face about as big as a bat, and then a couple of months ago, someone noticed that it had contracted to about the size of a muffin, and there was an increasingly sort of large, empty area around the edge, just a kind of flat, smooth, skin-over-bone thing. And we just went on, you know, the change was so gradual, most people hardly notice it day to day. But I tell you, when I came back last week, it was stunning. His face has now shrunk to the size of, must be no bigger than an old 10p coin. It's very frustrating for him, too, because, of course, he's got these tiny little eyebrows, like little toenails, on a forehead the size of a Blakey. And it's absolutely impossible to read his expression anymore. We've actually been handed out magnifying glasses so that if we go close to him, we can put them up to his face and see what he's saying. But it's pretty unpleasant for everybody. I mean, Steve Wright actually was trying to have a conversation with him yesterday, forced a poor guy to cry. He was just sort of going,
yeah, okay, how you doing, mate? Yeah, it's only me, I can see your little face.
And Mayo was just kind of going,
leave me alone. I may not understand what a joke is, but I'm very good at reading them out.
So if he sounds a bit tetchy on air at the moment, remember, you're listening to a man whose face has shrunk to a one-inch disc. Okay, there's news coming in tonight. We'll keep you abreast of that as it happens. Lead story tonight, the genetic fashion designer who says that all people will look good wearing her specially bred boneless apes.
You can wear them in a multitude of different ways. You can put your body through here and your legs through here, and it becomes a wonderful voluminous skirt. But also it could be worn on their head to create quite a strange shape.
Hello, this is Bruno Brooks.
Thank you. Stereo Lab Wound Flutter. Okay, every other week on the show, we bring you a kiddies outing. Here's this week's.
Today is Wednesday, the 23rd of November, 1994. And today, I'd like to out Cilla Black. Muzz Black looks like a cross between a rabbit and a marshmallow and is paid too much money to squawk on telly. Furthermore, she has been a practicing and noisy friend of Jodie for as long as I've known her. She must be. She turned her down once.
Any suggestions? Welcome over. There's about four left. Sound of a kid's voice. Does it for me.
Still, I keep you abreast of any news coming up.
Looks like the Afro-fascist Eugene Terreblanche, who disguised himself as a moving tree in order to spy on Nelson Mandela from his garden, is now saying he's terrified of being found out.
If they find out it's me, there's going to be an investigation. Then there's deep shit.
Keep your press on anything else as it cracks. For that kiddies outing, and let it not be said that if we do ever get anything wrong in this show, if we do ever offend too deeply, we are prepared to say sorry.
In this programme, on Wednesday the 2nd of November, we broadcast the tape of a conversation relating to our interview with Frankie Valli. We would like to apologise for any distress caused in this broadcast.
Thanks. It's got a curiously soothing effect on the brain, doesn't it? The sound of a child's voice. Peter, kids on you?
Oh, I love them. I love
them. Are they humanising things?
Oh, fantastic.
I mean, if you're feeling vicious or bitter, confronted with a child, a small babe I'm talking about.
They take it out of you. They suck the hatred out of you, don't they? This is fantastic.
Even better than that, if you have your own. I mean, I've seen my friends change from animals into the most kind of beautiful, peaceful people.
Oh, God.
Through having a child. It's like it's having a child sort of confirms the very reason why they're on the planet. And in fact, anyone who doesn't have a kid of their own
isn't the proper person.
They're
in
not
a
proper person.
Ultimately.
No, ultimately, yeah, exactly. Because they don't go on to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel very slightly less of a person than I mean, I don't want kids just now, but when I'm about 40 or something like that, I will have kids. And I know that'll complete the jigsaw.
I know when me and my sister discuss having kids, when we decide we're actually going to have a kid, we know people will look at us differently.
Pardon?
You know that we've got a kid coming on the show tonight?
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant,
it's
really?
It's a bit of a link, but, you know, basically, yeah, we've got a child, I've arranged to have a child come into the studio tonight, we can just have it and we can feel it around and just, basically, it'll be our kid.
What, is it one of your friend's kids or something?
Well, it's somebody we've arranged to give us their kid for the show tonight.
Oh, good.
In fact, you could go and pick it up.
I'm not sure.
Well, all you have to do now is go down Oxford Street now.
Yeah.
Yes, excellent. Go down
Oxford
Street.
Where? Have you got an address?
Just go down there, you'll see it. Go to around number 100.
100 Oxford Street.
Yeah, about 100 Oxford Street.
And there's a place down there.
Yeah, you'll see that you'll rendezvous with the mother there.
Yeah.
You'll find a kid.
All right.
Go now.
Cheers, yeah.
And call us if there's a problem.
All right, I'll see you in a bit. Bye.
Hey, by the way, you know that homeless guy that you'll see on the way down, the guy who lives in the doorway on Regent Street?
Yeah.
In this programme on Wednesday, the 2nd of November, we broadcast a tape of a conversation relating to our interview with Frankie Valli. We would like to apologise for any distress caused in this broadcast. Full stop.
Thanks, mate.
I drink methylated spirits, mister.
Thanks. So we should have a baby on the show in about a quarter of an hour, maybe just after Newsbeat. He's on the phone. Peter.
Yeah, Chris.
I said only call if there's a problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, Chris, I mean, where is it? I mean, I'm down on Oxford Street, and I mean, is there a flat here that I...
No, there's no flat. Just look, what's going on around you?
Well, I mean, there's just people walking up and down. I mean, the lights are here and everything, you know.
Okay, and can you see any mothers and kids?
There's a kid about 3 feet away from me in a pram.
That's the one.
What?
Well, is it a girl?
Well, yeah, I think it is, yeah, it must
okay,
be.
And what's the mother doing?
Well, she's leaning, looking in a shop window at the moment.
Excellent, that's definitely the one. She said she'd be down on Oxford Street looking in a shop window and she'd leave the baby in the pram.
What?
Go and pick that one up and bring it back here. No, Peter, that's the one. That's what the arrangement she made.
Oh, God,
now do it straight up.
Yeah, okay. Excuse me, I've just got...
Don't talk to her, Peter, don't talk to her. You idiot, has she looked at you?
Yeah, she's looking at me.
Oh. Well, look, you know that big Jamiroquai hat you've got in your head?
Yeah.
Raise it high in the air and say, good evening, Mom.
Good evening, Mum.
Now what's she done?
She's looking away.
Excellent. Okay, now move over to the pram.
Right, I'm doing that, yeah.
Yeah, hat in the air, in your right hand.
Yeah.
And stand so that your hat is over the baby.
I'm doing that, yeah.
Now what's the mother doing now?
She's looking in the window.
Excellent. Now drop the hat on the baby.
I've done that.
Very quickly, now slide the other hand underneath the baby, put your left hand on top of the hat.
Yeah.
Push the baby up into the hat.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
How are you holding the phone?
Between my cheek and my shoulder.
Excellent. Now lift the hat up on top of your head, keep the baby inside it, and pull the sides down so the baby doesn't fall out.
Okay, I've done okay. that. I've done...
And turn on your heel and march straight back up the street here.
Okay, but Chris, there's people looking at me.
Well, just say, ha, it's a breezy day, I'm holding my hat.
Oh, it's a breezy day.
Yeah, but sound relaxed, Peter.
Yeah.
Okay, now just come back. What?
Wait a minute, you said this would be a girl, this is a boy.
No, it's a girl, Peter, it's the one we arranged to pick up.
I know it's a boy, I know it should be a girl, but it's a boy.
What are you saying? It should be a boy, should be a girl. What are you saying? You want a little baby there in front of your eyes with a small penis and huge breasts?
What?
You sick animal. You ape. Don't plague us with your tortured brain. Just bring it back here.
I'm taking this kid back. This is the wrong child.
Are you going to take it back, Peter? Are you going to go up to that woman, pull off your hat and say, excuse me, madam, your baby's under my hat because a friend of mine on a mobile phone told me to nick it off you. Is that what you're going to do? Or is it the baby we arranged to have on the show?
It's the baby we arranged to have on the show.
That baby that you took off that woman is the baby we arranged to have on the show, yeah?
Baby I took off the woman is the baby we arranged to have on the show.
Excellent, mate. See you in a couple of minutes.
Yes.
Cheers.
Bye. Stop yourself.
That's the kind of lively version of that from the original studio album, filmed also on the Nirvana Unplugged in New York, on a plane. So Benham should be here before too long with a kid.
Our kid.
I'm still looking forward to having a kid of my own. Just want to bang on about a couple of ads. One good thing, it's great to see Charlie Watts making a bit of cash for himself out of the Stones tour. He doesn't get royalties on the songs, so why shouldn't he make a few bob doing the First Direct newspaper ads? I'm sure you've seen those. But the other thing is these cigarette ads with an American desert landscape in black and white, with sort of two bunches of coloured in red chilies hanging in the foreground. I mean, what are they? They're probably ads for Marlboro Lights or something. But what is that supposed to communicate? Because what it communicates to me is simply lung cancer.
A lot of mistreatment about one person to another, isn't there?
Yeah.
What do you think about Hinge abuse?
Pardon?
Hinge abuse.
Oh, no, I think it's disgusting.
Very bad.
Gets really bad when dogs suffer from Hinge abuse, doesn't it?
That's dreadful. No, it's awful, awful.
What do you think's going through these people's heads as they casually slip an extra hinge into a dog?
Just not ordinary human beings, are they?
Will be the worst place for a dog to get an extra hinge.
Bad.
On his backside, on his rump.
If you tried to pick up a dog with a hinge halfway along its body, what might happen?
It would collapse, wouldn't it? Fold over.
Fold in half.
Well, I would think so.
It's his other organs, isn't it?
Where would you least like to have a hinge on yourself?
Nowhere.
How many hinges do you think a human being could tolerate before it became effectively useless?
Well, I'd say 10, I should think.
And if a human being had more than 10 hinges, they'd simply...
I'd blow my brains out.
It's the end of the year, I have just settled here.
It's Gene, sleep well tonight. Oh, God, isn't she lovely?
Yeah.
Had it... You just came straight through reception with her?
Yeah. I mean, they sort of let me through. Then.
That's... Do you think she's hungry?
I think she probably is, actually.
Oh, Peter, she's our baby.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's our baby man.
Oh, isn't she lovely? What do we feed it?
Didn't you nick any milk with it?
Well, no, I mean, I didn't have a lot of time, Chris. I mean, you know, given what happened. But, well, what shall I give her? I mean, what do they eat?
Will you see that bread over there?
Yeah.
Just take a bit of the white stuff out of the middle of it. Don't take any of the crust. And just chew up the white stuff, right?
What?
And then about, after it started tasting really sweet, after about 2 or 3 minutes, just dribble it into her mouth. It's what animals do, Peter. She's our baby, we're animals.
Well, I've got some bread here, right? So what, I mean, I'm taking...
Yeah, just get the bread.
Mm. Okay.
Put it in your mouth.
Mm.
Chew it up, and have about 2 minutes' time, just put it into her mouth. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Hello. You know, she's going to heal the sick. You know, she's going to be prime minister. She'll heal the sick just by pressing her face into their stomach.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror, what is... It's just me, myself, and I.
Peter, what the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing to that kid?
Chris, you're dribbling into its mouth.
Because you told me to do that.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's my person.
I didn't tell you to help the food down with your tongue.
I know this.
Chris, for God's sake. Take it away. Wipe its mouth.
Okay.
Can't be many better rap records than that, though.
She's looking, Chris.
Yeah,
Chris. Can you just say?
I
can you just
her.
Say?
Yeah.
No, shut up, Chris. Can you just say I did not do that? I did not put my tongue down a baby's throat. Okay.
All right, you didn't. But I just wanted the people who turned off then to go away with the image of you sticking your tongue down a baby's throat. They'll never know the difference.
Good.
It's games, Peter.
Thanks a bunch.
We're playing games here. We can play games with a kid.
What?
Well, we can play with it. We can give it. We can give it something that it'll never forget. It'll be imprinted onto its subconscious for the rest of its life.
What like?
Well, I don't know, we could dress it up.
Like a fly or something.
See,
like that.
She wants to do it.
What, dress it up as a fly?
Yeah!
No, wait a minute.
We're going to dress you up as a fly.
No, I didn't mean that. No, Chris.
No, we're not going to dress a baby. Your idea, let's do it. Let's do it. Here, look.
No, Chris.
This gaffer tape, right? Take this gaffer tape.
What?
Bind the arms down to the sides and wind it all the way down like a mummy. Black gaffer tape. She wants to do it. She wants you to do it. You want to play. You want to be a fly, don't you?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, one sec.
She's going to love this. Okay, what else can we do? Like,
What, to make it look like a fly?
Yeah. Well, we need to put it some legs in it as well, like some spoons.
Spoons? What?
Three spoons on each side.
Spoons over
that
here.
Tea tray
one sec,
over
give
there.
Me a sec.
Get the spoons from the tea tray, right?
Right.
And what else can we... Right. Wings, right? Wings can be CD cases.
Okay.
Okay, these transparent bits will be the flappy bits of the wings.
Okay, now, what about, I mean, well, they have eyes.
So get for those... They look like kind of bulbous things.
Oh, God, I know what they look like. Tea strainers. Tea strainers.
Yeah.
Give me the tea strainers. Give them over here, quick.
Okay. Now, bend those over your knee, right, and strap it onto top of its head.
Yeah.
Now, how are we going to make it fly? These CD wings aren't going to make it fly,
here you go. Here you go. Catch it.
Jesus Christ, man!
Sorry.
Don't ever do that again.
sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
Wait a minute, I know how we can...
Peter threw you, but I didn't throw you, I caught you.
Yeah, I know how we can make it fly.
How?
With the balloons. I mean, if we tape about 20 helium balloons to its back...
Oh, yeah. God, it'll fly around the studio. Okay, do that.
Yeah, okay, go on, give it here.
And then we can get this, you do that, okay. We'll see if it'll be flying in 2 minutes. Brilliant.
Yeah, are you sure she's enjoying this?
Yeah, she's loving it. That is brilliant.
I know.
It's just floating there.
Shall I push it back to
hang
you?
On. No, wait. I just want to see it hang there.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. All right, this kid. Okay, there's this kid suspended by balloons hanging in midair. It's about 8 feet above the floor. Okay, just push it very slowly over my way. Oh, wow. hang on. Okay, I'll play you baby badminton.
Okay, go on.
Okay, hang on. Here you go. Great. Listen, I've just sort of thinking, hang on. I'll just attack. I've got a Walkman here, right?
Yeah.
It needs to buzz, I think.
Yeah,
Okay, I'll put some music on this, and then I'll strap it on, okay? Right. Right. Now, here it goes over your way, right? Hey, shove it over towards the door. How is it known to make that noise? Oh, this is brilliant. I tell you what, Peter, can you just nip out and, I've had a thought. Can you nip out and get me a new one of these?
What, a cut?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, one sec.
I'll keep the baby in here, it'll be fine. Yeah, just need one of these. We'll find one upstairs.
Yeah,
give it here. Yeah. Cheers. No, it's just, I just wanted him out. Because you've got his file effects. Yeah, so dial up his dad. I'm going to dial up his dad and tell him what he's done. I tell him he's nicked a kid. Well, tell him we've found a kid that he's worshipping. He's worshipping this new kid. No, in his file effects. Can you get it? Okay, look it up. Yeah, and just dial it up now. Dial it up now while he's out. Okay, I'm going to phone Peter Bainham's dad and tell him we're worshipping a baby that Bainham nicked. Yeah, let me know as soon as you got it through. Now. They're there now. Hello?
Benny Bazaar, good afternoon.
Hello, is Mr. Bainham there?
Yes, who's calling?
It's Chris.
Just a moment.
Hello?
Hello, is that Mr. Bainham?
Speaking.
It's Chris, I'm working with Peter today, it's great.
Sorry?
He just asked me to phone to tell you the great news.
I'm sorry, I'm not with you at the moment.
Well, me and Peter, we found him, you see.
Found who?
Big Spoon Baby Balloon.
Who on earth is he?
La La La, the boy.
Big Boom. What are you talking?
I mean, basically, well, I'm just joking around. I'm just trying to make up for the fact that earlier on today, Peter stole a child from a pram.
Sorry?
Bye, then.
Don't tell him. Hi, Peter. You got a new one for me,
what,
thanks.
What's okay. That, mate?
Great. It's a really good new one. That's great. Thanks a lot. Okay. Hey, you know what I just saw?
What?
Well, with the kid flying up in the corner over there.
Yeah.
We could do some Satan stuff.
What, like?
Well, you just let it hover in the air and do some Satan stuff down here in the studio.
What sort of Satan stuff are
okay,
we talking about?
We put on some Satan music.
Yeah.
Hang on, we'll cut this stuff. I'll tell you what I use as Satan music at the moment. That Sting record.
Yeah.
If you play it backwards, it says, I shave arseholes and there sucks evil. See?
Yeah.
Shave arseholes and there sucks evil. Make sure the kid's watching, Peter. Make sure the kid's watching. Is it watching?
It's looking.
So, I'll just put that on.
Yeah.
And then I'll hump you over the record decks. Okay?
All right.
Ah! This is off a new compilation. Donna Summer. That's called Endless Summer. Good record too. Catch you later. I want to thank you for that, Peter.
That's all right, mate.
I think we'd better get rid of the baby now.
Right, what do we do with it, then?
Well, the mother said what we should do is take off one of the balloons and post it out of the window, and then it'll have a very, very slowly descending gradient, and it'll probably find its way back to her on Oxford Street.
That's what she said?
Yeah.
Okay, shall I open this window here?
Yeah, and just write a magic marker on its forehead, just saying
right.
Thanks.
Say.
Okay. Careful.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, just push it out.
There it goes.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.
Big Spoon Baby Balloon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ah. I feel better now. Pick it up. I feel like a whole person now. I've had a baby. Paul Garner standing outside a shop somewhere tonight. About 5 minutes, we'll get him to go in with a mobile phone and bother them. Yeah, there's news coming up on the printers all the time tonight. Let's just have a look at this. Okay, next news on 1FM officially is at 10:30. Let's see if we're going to go with this. Yeah, let's go with it. 1FM News at 9:45. The Catholic Church is in turmoil after a vision of Christ appeared in Portugal today and deeply embarrassed a large number of pilgrims at a holy site where the Virgin Mary has been appearing regularly to the faithful for over 10 years. Cardinals had been addressing the crowd for 20 minutes when a man who was recognizably Christ appeared dancing in the sky and shouting lewd remarks. Stunned witnesses said he then tore his clothes off and swooped low over the crowd, menacing them with a giant double penis and uttering pornographic runes. Among them, drink St. Peter's piss and I shag moorhens. A badly shaken Cardinal Hume said later, I began to question my beliefs quite fundamentally when I saw the Lord openly rubbing himself in an impure way, but my faith deserted me completely when he shoved the sun up his ass.
I mean, basically, well, I'm just joking around. I'm just trying to make up for the fact that earlier on today, Peter stole a child from a pram.
Sorry? Breaking rocks in a hot sun. I'm on the law in
a low one. I'm on the law in a low one. All right. I'm on the law in a low one. I'm on the law in a... Right, Paul Garner on the phone outside a shop. Paul, how you doing?
It's just shut. You've just missed me.
What?
It closed a minute ago.
Are there any other buildings around?
Well, there's only a hotel.
Go into it. Go into the hotel.
You're joking.
No, go into the hotel.
Oh, no.
Stay on the phone and march into the hotel.
What, the reception?
In you go.
Okay.
All right, as you get into the reception area,
yeah.
Just start saying, yeah, the signal's really great in here, and start raising your voice.
You're joking.
No. Really great signal in here, man.
I'm in the reception.
Is there a receptionist there?
I'm about 20 yards from it.
Okay, now say, I'll take the bitch for 400,000.
To who?
In a loud voice down the phone.
I'll take the bitch for 400,000.
Brilliant. And say, I hope it's not as ugly as the one in here.
I just hope it's not as ugly as the one in here, I tell you.
It's a great single here, mate.
It's a brilliant signal in here.
Ah, so you said you wanted to go to prison, Paul. We're going all the way here, by the way.
Okay, there's two Chinese people.
And is the receptionist looking at you?
In fact, she is, yes.
Okay, say, so I'd only give you 4 bob for the one in here.
I'll only give you 4 bob for the one in here.
She's so damn ugly.
She's so damn ugly, as God's my judge.
Any problem?
Yeah, everyone's looking at. Yeah. I'm now definitely being looked at, I'm not joking.
Okay, say, so I don't know which one I can take out, but I'm just checking out for the weakest.
I'm checking out for the weakest in here. I reckon there's one that I could take out, but... Oh, my God.
You're going to have to head in that direction. Start walking towards the one that you think is the weak one.
Okay, I'm going for it. Okay.
Say, yeah, I think they're quite small.
I think they're smaller than me. They're definitely small.
Yeah. Chris. Yeah?
I've got a security guard on my shoulder.
Okay, no, I think you just now march up to reception and say, look, I want a room, please.
Do you want me to do that?
Yeah, say, you've got something which is like a cross between a room and a curtain.
Okay, I'm going up now. Hiya. Sorry to bother you. Have you got a room?
Bit polite. But it's got to be a cross between a room and a curtain.
It's got to be a cross between a room and a curtain. Confusion.
Can she look it up in the computer, a cross between a room and a curtain?
Okay, is there any chance you can access this on the computer? Because it's definitely available in the papers.
Look under curtain or cross.
It's either under curtain or cross, it said. She's now going to the bit behind the screen where they check with people who are bigger than her. Sorry? I saw an advertiser across the room and a curtain. That's right. It's kind of...
it's a hanging thing.
Basically hanging and shaded. It's for people with my disability.
What about a cross between a pillow and a tap?
What about a cross between a pillow and a tap?
That's what you get in these rooms.
Ah. Okay. Yes, there's a distinct wavelength problem here, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, listen.
Yeah.
Tell her that you think the person who did her plastic surgery should be arrested.
Yes, your plastic surgeon should be arrested. Yeah.
And start singing Boogie Nights and walk out.
Boogie Nights, we don't stop. We are here for thinking.
And move.
Lots of pints.
Walk through the bar.
Lots of pints for drinking. Dance with the barmaid tonight.
And keep moving, man.
Oh, my God, I've come out of the wrong door.
You're in a courtyard surrounded by...
She hated me after the plastic surgeon stuff.
She loved you, man. She'll remember your face.
Oh, she loves you. Oh, my God.
Are you out of there, or are you inside the complex?
I'm bloody miles from here, mate. I'm outside the door.
It's the Rozzers.
They're after me.
Get in your car, but don't break the speed limit.
I'm about... Oh, God, I'm about miles from the bloody car.
Shall we leave you on foot, or shall we wait till you get in your car?
Just play a record.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I stood alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Are we on the radio, dudes? well, give it to me.
Mindless verbal terrorism. I hope he phones before the end of the show.
Yeah.
This is Scarface. Good album, this.
At night I can't sleep. I'm so yeah. I'm always playing tricks on her.
Scarface, mind playing tricks on me.
One time for your motherfucking mind.
It's a good album called The Diary. Scott's got a shouting intrusion from Ice Cube. There's just one more thing for me to do tonight. Hang on a second, let me just inhale a bit here.
In this programme on Wednesday, the 2nd of November, we broadcast a tape of a conversation relating to our interview with Frankie Valli. We'd like to apologise for any distress caused in this broadcast. I thank you.
Oh, my stars.
Chris, can I shag you now?
Yeah, just watch out for my piles.
What a...
Cooked and Bombed
presents the Chris Morris Music Shows.
Visit us online at
www.cookandbomb.co.uk
or chill.cream.org.